Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school jungle break roll in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the proper DJ tool way, ghosting the missing energy, shaping the phrase, and arranging it so it can drive a transition, a build-up, or a full-on drop entry. If you've ever heard a classic jungle tune and felt like the drums were breathing, that's the vibe we're after. Not just a busy loop, not just random edits. We want a roll that has purpose, movement, and attitude. First, pick a break with character. Something like an Amen style break, funky drummer, or any old school drum loop that already has a strong snare body and some lively hat to tail. You want a break that sounds alive before you even touch it. If it's too murky or too boxy, clean it up with EQ8. I usually high pass around 30 to 40 Hz to clear the rumble, maybe take a little out around 250 to 400 Hz if it's muddy and give a gentle lift in the top end if it needs more snap. Keep it dry for now. We're building the skeleton first. Now bring that break into Ableton and get control over it. Turn warp on, and for a full loop, beats mode is usually the place to start. Keep transient preservation fairly high, around 80 to 100%, so the break keeps its punch. If the stretch starts sounding ugly, don't force it. Slice it instead. In Live 12, slicing to a new MIDI track is a fast way to turn the break into playable fragments inside Drum Rack. This is where the fun starts. Map the main kick, the main snare, a ghost snare, a hat tick, and maybe a tail or open fragment to separate pads. That gives you freedom to rearrange the break without manually cutting tiny bits of audio all over the place. For a jungle roll, that control is gold. Before you go crazy with fast notes, build the core groove. Start with a simple one-bar or two-bar pattern. Put the main backbeat snare in place. Add a grounded kick or two. Maybe leave a couple of hat or break tail hits to keep the motion going. Once that core is there, start ghosting it. Ghost notes are the secret weapon here. Add quiet snare hits between the main snares. Add tiny hat taps before the snare. Add little pickup hits just before the next downbeat. Think of these as whispers around the main accents. A good starting velocity range is around 105 to 127 for your main snare, 20 to 55 for ghost snare hits, and 15 to 45 for hat ghosts. The exact numbers matter less than the contrast. If everything is loud, the roll stops feeling like jungle and starts feeling like clutter. Now shape the groove with timing and velocity. In Ableton's MIDI editor, push the main snare a little harder, and let the ghosts taper away from it. Don't make every hit equally spaced. That's how you lose the human feel. Nudge a few ghost hats a tiny bit late so they lean back. Push a couple of pickup hits slightly early so they pull forward. That tiny imbalance is what makes the phrase feel like it's moving. If you want a little more swing, use the groove pull lightly. An MPC-style groove or a break-derived groove can work really well, but keep it subtle. Around 10 to 25% is usually enough. You want the pattern to breathe, not wobble. In jungle and DNB, that micro variation is what keeps a dense break from sounding looped and lifeless. Next, let's give the drum some muscle. Put your break or drum rack through a drum bus and start with a EQ8 for cleanup, then drum bus for punch and harmonics, then glue compressor for cohesion, and maybe a little saturator if you want extra density. Keep it controlled. A drum bus drive around 5 to 15% is a good starting point. Keep the boom subtle or turn it off if the break already has enough low end. On glue compressor, try an attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and a 2 to 1 ratio. You only want a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB on the peaks. And here is the important part. Don't squash the ghosts. The ghost hits need to stay underneath the main hits, not be flattened into the same volume. A lot of people overcompress and then wonder why the break lost its snap. Usually the answer is that the arrangement was already doing the job, and the compression just smeared it. At this stage, resampling is your best friend. Route the drum bus to a new audio track set to resampling and record 4 or 8 bars of the edited roll. This turns your programmed groove into a performance, which is exactly the kind of thing that makes an old-school jungle part feel authentic. Once it's printed, you can chop it again, reverse little tails, add fades, and build variations faster. If the resampled clip feels too steady, automate a low-pass filter with auto-filter. Start the cutoff around 8 to 12 kHz, and bring it down toward 2 to 4 kHz before the drop. A little resonance can make that sweep speak more, but don't overdo it unless you want a very obvious effect. In darker jungle and DNB, this kind of filtering is super effective because it creates tension without needing huge risers. Now think like a DJ, not just a loop maker. Arrange the roll in phrases. A sparse one-bar tease at the intro, a 2-bar build with more snare pickups, a 4-bar lead-in with increasing density, then either slam into the drop or cut the roll sharply so the first full bar lands hard. That phrase structure is what makes the part useful in a real track. For a typical arrangement, you might keep bars 1 to 8 stripped and mix-friendly, bring in more break rolls across bars 9 to 16, then let the full drums and bass hit in bars 17 to 24. After that, add a variation every 8 bars or so. Maybe a different ghost placement. Maybe a little extra hat activity. Maybe a reverse tail into the next section. Small changes keep the energy moving without making the arrangement feel random. Now, remember that the drum roll is only half the story. It has to lock with the bass line. Keep your sub clean and mono with utility on the bass bus. If the bass is dense, carve a little space in the break around 300 to 800 Hz so the snare and bass don't fight each other. The strongest jungle grooves always feel like drum and bass are talking to each other. The roll answers the bass, or the bass answers the roll. It also helps to make two versions of the roll, a clean version and a heavier version. The clean version should be more transient-rich and less saturated, so it works well in intros, breakdowns, and DJ-friendly sections. Then duplicate it and make a heavier layer with saturator, maybe a bit of drive, a touch of auto-filter, or even a subtle redux texture. Blend that underneath the clean version instead of replacing it. That way you keep the groove definition and still get the grime. For transitions, automate like you're punctuating a sentence. Open the filter over 4 or 8 bars, then snap it open at the drop. Push drum bus drive slightly in the last 2 bars. Add a tiny reverb send to a final ghost hit if you want a tail. Maybe use a reverse cymbal or a short impact, but keep it tasteful. The goal is tension, not overkill. A really good old-school jungle phrase often feels like this. Minimal groove, then ghost notes start creeping in, then the roll tightens up, and finally everything opens into the drop. It should feel like pressure building, not like a random snare fill dropped on top of a loop. A few quick warnings before you go. Don't make every ghost too loud. Don't overread it until the break loses its feel. Don't let the hats take over the top end. Don't use compression as a substitute for good arrangement. And don't forget phrase structure. A great jungle roll is not just a pattern. It's a system. So here's your practice challenge. Make 1 4-bar jungle roll and 1 2-bar DJ tool transition in Ableton Live 12. Slice a classic break into drum rack. Build a 1-bar bass groove. Add at least 6 ghost notes with velocities between 20 and 55. Duplicate it across 4 bars and change at least 2 hits in each bar. Add EQ 8 and drum bus on the drum bus. Resample the result to audio. Then make 1 filtered intro version and 1 full energy version. Finish with a 2-bar phrase that includes a snare pickup, a reverse tail, and a hard cutoff into the drop. If you can mute the bass and still feel the phrase pushing forward, you've done it right. That means the drums are carrying the energy on their own, and that's exactly what a proper old-school jungle DJ tool should do. Now go build that roll, make it breathe, and let it slap.